wait. We'll be right back. The always ready to be intense Anthony Alexander Vlad. He was our interview guest of the week. We'll have a new guest next time out. Please join us. Please join me now in something that we do every time that I'm on the radio here. People think it's too quirky. Well, I don't like you people, so get out of here. Because right now is the time for Comic Book Radio Theater! I'm going to read you a comic book. And the comic book that I will read to you is Thor. Number 307, let me look at the cover here. It was published in May of 1981. Thor, number 307. Okay, great. I will tell you this about this comic book. Thor is trying to defeat a demon. A demon who feasts on nightmares. People are sleeping. They're in their dreams. And this demon will come to them. And, well, the demon will hurt them. They'll get hurt. And they'll turn these people practically into zombies. They'll become zombies. Because, I don't know, they... Anyway, these doctors and Thor, and they need to help these people. They need to figure out this problem. They need to defeat this demon. It's scary. I don't like it, but I gotta go and read this to you. All right, there's your story. When I'm done with this portion of the story of Thor, number 307, originally printed in May of 1981, we'll listen to new music that was around in May of 1981. New music at that time. He made an old visit to the record store. You could get this on whatever recording format that was offered at the time. You could get brand new in May of 1981, Kraftwerk. We'll listen to Kraftwerk. They are live in concert from Santiago, Chile. It's a good concert. It's a good show. So stick around for that, some Kraftwerk. We'll also go live in concert. Yes, more show for you. We'll listen to Jean-Michel Jarre. Jean-Michel Jarre. He is performing live in Paris, France. And yeah, it sounds like lots of people there. Lots of people listening to him do his pretty impressive keyboard and synthesizer work. Anyway, after I'm done reading, Kraftwerk and Jean-Michel Jarre, that's what you get. All right, let's get on with it. Comic Book Radio Theater. I will read you Thor number 307 from a time known as May of 1981. Where were you back then? All right, I will choose out some music. I'll just find something out there and, yeah, set up my keyboard, set up the microphones and all that, and get ready for it. You are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. The community supports us, and we thank you. Thank you.
Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. And now it takes flight by Odin's sacred spear. It shall not elude me, no matter how fast or furious it flies. For over a half hour, Thor gives chase to the White Phantom in and around the concrete canyons of Manhattan. And then, do mine eyes deceive me? The demon seems to be shimmering, vanishing in thin air. Just as if it's never existed. Dawn breaks, and I have yet to sleep tis night. Even immortals need the sweet bliss of slumber. Though this, my human self, whose endurance will be taxed in the days ahead. And after an all too brief nap, Thor's mortal self trudges through the February frost on his way back to work. Thank heavens for a stiff cup of coffee to get the juices flowing. From the look of the Daily Bugle's front cover, it seems that the demon Thor ran to last night was more active than I thought. It left a wake of destruction from 72nd Street all the way up to 150th. Odd. It seems to be confined only to the west side. And soon at the medical clinic.
Good morning, Dr. Blake.
The shock victims we got in last night. Has there been any changes?
No, but two more have been admitted this morning. Same symptoms as the rest. Dr. Jeffries is bringing them in, a specialist, to look at them.
Oh, I see.
Minutes later, Blake's superior, Dr. Jeffries, arrives.
Ah, Blake, I'd like you to meet Milton Malicki, a clinical psychologist from Bellevue. Malicki is going to try the hypnotherapy on our mystery patients.
Well, we've exhausted the possibilities of organic disorders, so the problem must be psychosomatic.
It is often difficult to know where the mind ends and the body begins.
Gaze at my watch, young woman. Observe it as it swings back and forth.
Sometime later, after failed results.
I am sorry, gentlemen. It does not work. The patients resist my every attempt. It's as if they are already in a hypnotic trance. I am unable to bring them out by conventional hypnosis.
Do you still believe the condition to be the result of some psychological trauma?
In my interviews with the patient's family, they bring up but one connection. They all complain of bad dreams. I know of a psychiatrist at Columbia University who is quite an authority on dreams. I suggest you contact him now.
Thank you. Thank you for coming here, Milton.
Later that day, Blake has secured from his superiors permission to take leave from his medical chores in order to follow up on their only leads.
Institute for Oranological Research. Fascinating. A whole facility devoted to strange dreams.
I'm Eugene Beaumont, director of the Institute. If it's bad dreams you want, you've come to the right place, Dr. Blake.
I'm told you take quite a revolutionary approach to psychotherapy here, Dr. Beaumont.
My work in treating mental disorders has been quite controversial. I've been dubbed the Nightmare Exorcist by some of my less than kind colleagues. Come, let me show you my facility. This contraption over here is the key to my treatment. It is a computer terminal that monitors and records the brain activity of the sleeping mind. Through biofeedback, it enables the sleeper to drive out the guilt, fears, and frustrations that torment him or her.
What kind of results have you been getting?
So far, very encouraging. However, it has just been this week that the machine you see here has been in operation. Up until now, I've only had small prototype dream machines, as they've been nicknamed. I have a group of emotionally disturbed patients brought in here every night for dream therapy. The results so far have been incredible. My machine has completely shown incredible potential for behavior modification.
It must have taken years of research to develop all this, Dr. Beaumont. So, I would assume that your knowledge of the dream phenomena is vast. Tell me, can bad dreams cause such emotional trauma as to induce a catatonic state of withdrawal?
It is well within the realm of possibilities, Dr. Blake. The human mind has vast, untapped potential.
I'd like to tell you about some of my patients of mine, Dr. Beaumont.
Describing his patient's plight to the dream researcher, Blake arranges to bring them in to the Institute the next evening. And at last, he returns back to his apartment.
With any luck, Dr. Beaumont's dream therapy will succeed where medicine has failed. And if I don't get a little sleep into my system, I'll be ready to go catatonic myself. I know that thing's gonna strike again, but I have to get some rest first. I have to.
With a deep sigh, the frail physician tries to banish the day's tensions from his thoughts. And before long, he slips into the depths of a much-needed sleep. But the preoccupations of wakefulness do not cease. The jumble of subconsciousness that Blake shares with the Asgardian alter ego. There, the fears and pressures of two lives intermingle into a nightmare.
back in Asgard for the Mudball Earth offspring, turning thy back on thy father.
No one likes you at the clinic, Blake. Get lost.
Aye, Odin, now thou see, 'tis Loki who is most loyal of thy sons. Loki, who shall be the heir to your throne.
I beg of you, Thor, don't let me live on Earth. I detest it there.
Odin, Loki, Siv!
I'm just waiting for you to foul up Blake so I can have the pleasure of firing you!
As Don Blake wrestles with the demons of his psyche, his subconscious turmoil emulates through the night like a current through the ether, attracting a demon of another stripe.
Hold thy monster! Thou must not destroy those I love!
Must not. It's a dream.
The creature, the demon dreaming. It's here. It's not a dream. I can't breathe. It's smothering me.
Demon trembles as a rush of emotional energy flows from his victim's subconsciousness into its body. The feedback is overwhelming, unlike any it has ever experienced before, for it is the dreams of a god upon which it feeds.
My cane! It's down by my bedside! If I could only reach it! If I could only reach it!
We will return with Thor number 307 after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Hey, look who's won some big bucks. Announcing the winners of the Mighty Marvel Win Yourself Some Big Bucks contest. Question 1. Who is your favorite Marvel superhero and why? For ages 10 and under. First prize, $2,500 cash. 2. Lisa Moat, age 9, Dallas, Texas.
My hero, Hulk is mighty mean. When his anger rises, he turns green. I think Hulk is incredibly neat, especially when he stomps his feet.
Question number 2. Who is your least favorite Marvel character? And what can we do to improve him or her? For ages 11 to 14. First prize, $2,500 cash. 2. Hi J. Joe, age 14, of Akron, Ohio.
In old Marveldom, one falls in my disfavor. Submariner, he should learn to control his emotions and pride, as much as tantrums do not befit a monarch of Atlantis.
Question 3. How should the Marvel Universe change to face the challenges of the 1980s for ages 15 and older? First prize, $2,500 cash to Andy Bauer, age 19, of Georgetown, Indiana.
Nurture the child in each of us. We all mature, change, take on new responsibilities, and obtain greater knowledge. But do not let us lose our curiosity, open-mindedness, and faith in others. Help us live naturally and spontaneously in today's civilized world. Let us continue to dream.
Let's have a hearty chorus of congratulations to the above-named Big Buck winners. Marvel fans, you're the greatest!
They're fun. They show how much you care, and they really do work. Stick them up and help your parents quit smoking.
20 clever stickers for every part of the house. They'll make your parents laugh and help them kick their habit. Let's hear what satisfied customers have to say.
After my science teacher showed pictures of cancerous lungs, I just had to get my dad to quit smoking. A week after I put up the stickers, he quit for good. Now he can't thank me enough.
Damon Linkerhead, age 11, Detroit, Michigan.
When I came home and found my kids had put your stickers around the house, I was so moved, I began to cry. I never dreamed how much they worried about my smoking. Thanks to my kids' love and your product, I was able to stop.
Mrs. Phyllis Parkman, age 36, Santa Fe, New Mexico.
The decisions paid for themselves in less than a month. Both my parents quit smoking and then raised my allowance with the cigarette money they saved.
Richard Rizzo, age 9, Bronx, New York.
My mother used to smoke 2 packs a day. I was so afraid she'd get sick and leave me all alone. Your decals helped me tell her how much I felt. Since then, she hasn't had another cigarette.
Rachel Kleinman, age 13, St. Louis, Missouri. Stick them up and help your parents quit smoking for only $2.95. They're fun and easy to use. Just peel off the backs and stick them on up. Act now before they light up another smoke. Stick them up and help your parents quit smoking. Only $2.95. Money back guarantee. Send to Precise Decals, Department M, Box 3222, Lexington Hill Station, New York, New York, zip code 10022. Stick them up and help your parents quit smoking! We now return to Thor number 307. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, University of Winnipeg.
Oh, thy monster! Thou must not destroy the ones I love! Thou must not! It's a dream! The creature! It's here! It's not a dream! I can't breathe! It's smothering me!
The demon trembles as a rush of emotional energy flows from his victim's subconsciousness into its body. The feedback is overwhelming, unlike any it's ever experienced before. For it is the dreams of a god upon which it feeds.
My cane, it's down by my bedside.
I can only reach it. If I can only reach it. There, I've got it. Eno demon, 'tis a god thou must now contend with, not the mere mortal. The demon's hands, tangible where it clutched my face. At least I can bring my own might to bear against it. It slips through my fingers, intangible once more. No matter, the creature staggers back. Thou hast saved me the trouble of hunting for thee, Nightspawn. Are my eyes deceived? The monster seems to be growing even as it flees. Tis true, it hath grown to twice its former stature. But why? Its size remained constant throughout the last night's battle, unless it hath drawn power from me in some dark manner. But power of what nature? It has sapped none of my godly strength. What then could it have been feeding upon? It attacked me whilst I slept. Had I not become Thor, what fate would have befallen me? By Odin's outcast eye, this must have been the creature that attacked Dr. Blake's patients. I dreamed of the creature just before it so cowardly struck. Could there be a connection? Would seem the demon feeds upon dreams like a leech, leaving only a dried husk of its victims. But what could have spawned such a monster? Sorcery of science! The dream researcher, yes, the dream researcher I met today might know the answer, or perhaps even be the answer.
Within moments, Thor is uptown at the dream researcher's laboratory.
The demon pursues me madly, as if I posed a threat to its very existence. No time to waste. I can make repairs later.
What is the meaning of this? What do you want?
I am Thor, God of Thunder. I must ask you to shut down thy machinery. Life itself is in jeopardy because of it.
You must be crazy. I cannot interfere with my patient's therapy. Their mental health is at stake.
You are listening to a reading of Thor, number 307, May, the year 1981.
Amen. Hi, I'm Nyla. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Merci.
Wow, fireworks. What fireworks. And return next time out for more fireworks with comic book, radio, theater. I'll tell you what, I'm going to go up like a firework. Up, up, and away, and close out this edition of Winnipeg Arena is on Fire. I've been your host, Martin R. Howell. I got to go away. Hopefully you enjoyed listening to the show. Yeah, hopefully you have. All right. You're on CKUW 95.9 FM. We do this out of Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. And as I get out of here, how about we take a spin with Dark Helmet out of Berlin, Germany. How about that? Dark Helmet. Well, yeah, that's what we'll do. All right, once again, 95.9 FM, we do this from the University of Winnipeg. Thanks for listening.
the secret decoding shield of the dreaded Dr. Doom has ordered him to blow up the Freedom Tower.
Dr. Octopus, Dr. Doom, Captain America, and Spider-Man each sold separately.
Here's how it works, Dr. Octopus. Just slip the secret message in the secret shield. Now our secret mission is revealed. How do we stop him, Captain America?
That's our secret, Spider-Man.
Dr. Doom, Captain America, and other action figures from the Marvel Secret Wars collection, each sold separately. New from Mattel.
Listener-driven, locally focused.